Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time for our Friday food feature and our first guest this morning from the Eater Chicago. It's Taja Ware, who is behind the interesting piece they have now on the best restaurants for solo diners in Chicago. Taja, good morning. How did you folks come up with this list? How did you decide which restaurants were the best places for a table for one?
Of course. Hi, good morning. There are a few things that went into it, right? Solo dining has become such a popular eating trend because of the whole aspect of let's romanticize life and go out by ourselves and not wait for people to do things. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that, you want restaurants that sort of feel like a moment. So I added Lao Peng Yu, Virtue, Alinea's, and Alina's, and High Five Ramen to this list because these are all dining restaurants I've been to where I felt like, oh, this is a moment.
Mm-hmm.
This restaurant is a main character, and everyone here is sort of living their own life, so it doesn't feel weird to be there alone.
Now, let's talk about some of these. You mentioned Lao Peng Yu, and that's mm-hmm. In Westtown. Tell us a little more yes. about why this is a good spot if you're by yourself.
Where do I even start? So this is a traditional Chinese restaurant known for their soup dumplings and their noodles. And it's just one of those places you walk into. They don't take reservations, so when you get seated, you feel like, oh, finally. And you can see the chefs plating food from, like, your seat. The lighting is great. There's pictures of the owners and their grandmother all throughout the restaurant, like this Polaroid, like very aesthetic. And the way the lighting just falls into the restaurant during the day and then at night, it just feels like this is the place to go when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life. And the food is like giving you energy to figure that out. It's really a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect spot for one. Also, mm-hmm. You have, is it called Alina's on the list?
Yes.
This is a spot on West Grand Avenue. What do you like here?
It's just, you know, and I'm sure you understand, too, Chicago has so many Italian restaurants. So at some point, it's like, what makes one stand out? And this place just has a really retro, old-school Italian vibe, but still modern, and the light is so dim, and it's so intimate. And that Bacca Rigatoni is so rich, so flavorful. They have a great selection of wines. All the seating is like red leather if you're sitting in, like, a booth. And it just feels quiet. It feels like a very quiet place to think.
It sounds like you'd be intimidated because of the sort of romantic ambiance you're describing if you were by yourself.
You would think, but I think that's the part of like romanticizing your life. It's not about romancing another person. It's just like making things a moment, if that makes sense. Because people, I've seen them in there, they're just reading their book at the bar and eating their pasta.
I get it.
So it's sort of for both.
Why do you have High Five Ramen on the list?
Sort of the same as Lao Peng Yu, right? Like, so this is another restaurant where you can't make a reservation, so it's better to show up early. And High Five is obviously it's a ramen spot, but it's sort of a speakeasy. Like, you go downstairs, and the way the tables are set up, they're sort of set up along the wall. So it seems like everyone is alone. Even if you're with someone, you're sitting shoulder to shoulder, and you sort of have to turn to look at the person you're with. And again, it's really intimate, and the ramen is, they have the same orders of ramen every day. It's like four different options. It's thick, it's spicy, it's the perfect wintertime lunch option or dinner option if you're like, okay, I need a moment to myself. And it just doesn't feel weird. Like with the music is a character, the music is a person. You hear the music blasting, it's like old school hip hop.
Mm.
You're in this basement. And it's just chill.
Yeah.
The best I can describe it is really chill.
Yeah, sounds fun. High Five Ramen, 112 North Green Street. You have Virtue Restaurant on the list of the best restaurants for solo diners in Chicago. Tell us about Virtue.
Mm-hmm. Virtue is amazing. So, you know, when a lot of people move to Chicago, they, you know, they stay in River North, Gold Coast, and they don't really go past that. And they definitely don't venture out south, which is a shame because that's where some of the best restaurants are. And Virtue is just, it just feels like when you walk in, someone is giving you a hug, and the food is also giving you a hug, and it's owned by James Beard Award-winning executive chef Eric Williams, and It's Southern comfort food, and it's one of those places where the windows are really high, and you come in and you sit down, and the food feels like a companion, like truly, and you can just see people walking on 53rd Street, which is such an iconic street in Chicago history. Yeah, Virtue's just is one of my favorites, so I had to add it.
You know, now with the smartphones everybody has, people feel more comfortable going out to eat by themselves because they can just kind of stay on their phone and look at their phone, yeah. Right? Isn't it easier now?
Totally. I think so, and I think people have said this from the beginning of time, but most people just aren't really thinking about you, you know, especially not at a restaurant, so I don't think people really even notice, like, oh my goodness, this person is here by themselves. It's not really a thing, you know, so it's nothing to feel awkward about. Mm-hmm. The phone helps, having a book helps, but I've really just seen some people sit and eat alone because I think in this society, sometimes you need a quiet moment.
Yeah.
And if the only time you can get that is at dinner by yourself, then I just say, go for it.
Yeah, why not? Taja Ware, if you want to check out the list, Chicago's best restaurants for solo diners in the Eater, and also we'll post all this at WGNRadio.com. Happy dining. Thank you, Taja.
Thank you.